Hello, and welcome to this special Christmas episode of Anime Audio Commentary. Today I'll be commenting on episode 21 of Ore Monogatari. If you'd like to watch along, then start watching now. Okay, so it seems like they're celebrating White Day today. And I actually did a little bit of research on the topic because it came up before. And so far as I understand it, White Day is sort of like an answer to Valentine's Day. You know, girls give boys chocolate on Valentine's Day, and boys return the favor on White Day. And to that effect, Takeo is baked cookies. You know, he's sort of tamping down expectations. You know, they're kind of burned and probably not that good. And I think this reinforces a point I made before, that it's really the effort over the end product that makes it so meaningful. I mean, Yamato, you know, I don't think she's being entirely truthful here, but I think the idea stands that Takeo went to such an effort for her. Like, that's almost the best part. So it seems like that's kind of our lot for White Day. And, you know, in a way, it kind of makes sense. You know, I feel like it's not quite as big a deal. You know, I'm given to understand that White Day was sort of like an artificial holiday, basically used to use up confectionaries and stuff like that. Oh, here we go. So this is that girl from the end of the episode, and, you know, it was pretty clear that she's got a crush on Makoto. And, I don't know, she doesn't seem to be the usual type that goes for him, although that type generally seems to be everybody. You know, there's this sort of mousy, shy quality to her. Especially because, you know, she was very clearly trying not to be seen. What I'm hoping happens is that Takeo returns the favor. You know, he passes it along. Because, like, this might be bad enough that her letter got ruined. But, I feel like this is going to, he's essentially going to feel honor-bound to help. And it's kind of, it's something alright, because he's far too forceful for somebody so shy to talk with evenly. But I guess, you know, she can talk about Makoto, which to me seems like a good sign, you know. Somebody normally passive, if they can talk about something they really care about, you know, that's something. I think that's a good sign. Now, what's interesting is that apparently, she has something of a history with Takeo in that they were all in the same class for however many years. You know, it's not like they were friends or anything. And, I guess it kind of makes sense. But I'm just sort of wondering, what's Takeo gonna do here? Because I feel like he's a bit too boisterous for somebody like her. But, you know, the poor girl, she clearly intends to try her hardest. Yeah, you know, it's kind of unfortunate that he essentially exemplifies all the things she didn't like about the other boys in school. So, you know, if nothing else, that distinguishes Makoto from the rest of them. You know, that's kind of sweet, I guess, that the crush was so long-standing as to go back to basically the earliest years of schooling. I guess it's just unfortunate that she hasn't really done anything up until now. I mean, I can certainly relate to some degree. Alright. You know, I think this might be a bit of a reach here, that she's assuming he was, altruistic, but... You know what? Hush my mouth, he was being altruistic. Yeah, you know, despite being, generally reserved and sort of downplayed, Makoto's a good guy, and, you know, I think he deserves someone, and this mousy girl here, you know, she has her quirks and all that, but she is sincere. Yeah, you know, it's not exactly a good showing for her that all she does is watch. Yeah, you know, I think this is where Takeo can shine. Because, you know, sure he's not a normal guy, and he's already taken, but perhaps he could be something of a stepping stone to help her out. Yeah, you know, that's something alright. I feel like, they don't need to give her these negative traits as being a little too obsessive. You know, it's one thing that she is relieved when Makoto turns down all those other girls. However, I don't think this necessarily bodes well for her. Just in the abstract. You know, I'm hoping things will work out. But, you know, you never know. Yeah, I guess this is an interesting point, you know, she likes watching Makoto so much that she's sort of become privy to Takeo's relationship and all the trials and tribulations that went into that. Oh, that really is unfortunate that she was so nervous about this whole ordeal that, you know, she didn't even deliver the letter for an entire month, and indeed, still hasn't, but by this point, you know, 1 month late, you might as well wait until next year, or just do it out of season, you know? Yeah, you know, I think, she's falling into this trap of wishing rather than doing. You know, she wishes she lived next to him and all that, like Takeo does, but I feel like if that were the case, I don't think she'd capitalize on it. So, you know, I think Takeo really is the right person for this job, if only to light a fire under her and get her to do something rather than just think about it or watch passively. It really seems like that's the main problem here, not acting. I mean, if she's really had a crush on him for, probably well over a decade by this point, you know, she might as well do something, you know. And it certainly doesn't help that she really seems to idolize him. You know, that's, it's one of those things where, reality fails to live up to expectations, and if this is something you've been thinking about for so long, it's probably gonna be rather crushing. And, you know, the fact that she says, it's not that my ideal is Makoto, but rather Makoto became my ideal. You know, that's, it's a little worrying. So I guess I'm just sort of hoping that Makoto truly does live up to her expectations. Or, indeed, that her expectations are exactly how he is. Now, I imagine the hard part about this whole thing isn't necessarily getting her to, grow a spine, but rather for Makoto to care about it, you know? I don't think it's necessarily that he wouldn't care, but more that he's just sort of expressed disinterest in a sort of blanket statement fashion. Oh dear. So she's been doing some thinking, but, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if this is necessarily going to be a good idea. Yeah, you know, I'm trying to think about how Takeo could sort of help her, and I don't think, manufacturing a meeting between the two of them will necessarily do it. You know, I think the issue is one of personality and disposition. You know, yeah, I think I know how this is gonna go. She's just gonna stutter or not say anything at all. Although that said, oh, okay. I mean, Makoto recognized her, so that's something. But, for her to just sort of blurt out the whole thing like that, it's not exactly tactful, but I think it is a rare burst of courage or stupidity, you know, kind of hard to tell sometimes. But I'm hoping, if nothing else, that, you know, maybe that left a mark on Makoto. Alright, so I'm wondering, what the fallout from this is going to be, because, you know, surely she is supremely embarrassed, you know, this whole thing just sort of slipped out, and I guess that was prompted by him remembering her and knowing who she was. Man, I can't say I blame the poor girl, that would be, something alright, but, I think Takeo's got to deliver the hard truth here. You know, it happened, you have to move forward. You know, I feel like the right approach here would almost be like paraphrasing Gurren Lagann. You know, if you can't believe in yourself, believe in the me that believes in you. You know. You know, it might be a bit redundant to tell Makoto how she feels, but maybe seeing what he has to say would be worthwhile, especially seeing as how he's seemingly just been standing around. Alright. So, see, this is something I was sort of afraid of, almost, that, you know, there might be some regret involved here, because she always gave Charlton an unsigned letter, and that if she had merely signed it, he would have replied. But, alright, so that's an interesting request, you know. She doesn't want to hear the response yet, you know, let him learn about her first and then give an honest response. So he's going along with it, but I've got this feeling that his response isn't going to change. You know, I get the feeling that given that he knows her and recognized her and that he made a point to bring up the, I guess, the yearly tradition of receiving the letter and everything, that his answer is pretty definite. But, you know, this isn't bad, you know, get to know each other and all that. It certainly wouldn't hurt. Yeah, you know, this wasn't where I thought this episode was going to go, but I think it's a nice sort of change of pace. So here we go, you know, he was essentially won over by her, so he says. I feel like there's a bit of a deeper reason to it than that, but I guess the most important thing is that, you know, he didn't actually turn her down. And to Takeo, this is a bit surprising, seeing as how this is presumably the first time. You know, it's not exactly clear what Makoto's thinking about from anybody's perspective, really. But I feel if Takeo knows what's good for him, he's gonna do his darndest to help. Yeah, you know, I guess Takeo's sort of preaching to the choir a little bit. You know, Makoto's really observant and all that. I think he does know a bit more than he's letting on about everything. You know, Takeo doesn't want to tell him about the whole dodgeball thing, but, you know, I get the feeling that he knows. Now, it is unfortunate that old habits seem to be dying hard here. Rather than talking to Makoto, even though he's, you know, given only good signs so far. Yeah, you know, I think tough love might be in order here. I think Takeo's gonna have to sort of twist her arm a bit. Yeah, you know, despite her stated intentions to get Makoto to learn more about her, she's not doing a very good job so far. That said, you know, I feel like, you have to walk before you run, you know, baby steps. Maybe that full-throated confession was kind of going 0 to 60, you know, you ground a couple gears. Maybe just start with good morning or something like that. Although, fortunately, Makoto being tactful as always, you know, he's sort of taking the lead from here. You know, hey, you live around here, I'm taking the train. Well, I guess I'll see you later, have a nice day, and all that. I mean, I guess in Yukika's favor, they all go to the same school, so that gives ample opportunity for the two of them to spend, like, little snatches of time together. It's certainly easier in school than it is just about anywhere else. Oh, this is an unexpected wrinkle. You know, I feel like Takeo's being a little too cautious. And, yeah, you know, just that little snippet there that sort of introduces a bit of doubt, but I'm thinking it's better to just sort of rip the proverbial band-aid off, you know? There's no cheating going on or anything like that. I'm trying to help a girl get with Makoto. And, you know, if anybody else is more than willing to help, it would be Yamato. And, you know, I guess she does sort of have first-hand experience. She was pretty nervous about the whole thing, especially in ways that we weren't necessarily privy to, either. So, you know, I guess these two are really the best people to help Yukika. Takeo for just being blunt about it, and Yamato for giving firsthand experience. And I guess this is sort of just confirming what I had already suspected. Makoto saved all those letters, you know, they very clearly mean something to him. So I'm wondering if that whole bit about just turning down all the other girls, he was just waiting for this one in particular. So you know what? I'm turning in all my chips, I'm going all in, this is gonna turn out splendidly. You know, his answer was always going to be yes, and there's no way it was ever in any doubt, you know. He's just going along with what she wanted. Alright, so here we go. You know, this is a pretty big step, but a baby step nonetheless, you know, a double date to the zoo. The zoo's nice, you know, animals are pretty cool, but a double date provides, I guess, an escape for when things get a little too awkward, you know? Like, that's bound to happen. But, you know, I think it really does serve all the goals reasonably well. Now, it is interesting that Takeo, you know, he's telling him, you know, if you don't want to do this, you don't have to, but, you know, for the first time, he's saying it in slightly roundabout ways, but he does actually want to do this. He might be too aloof to come right out and say it, but that is what he means. Alright, well that's it for this episode. If you've enjoyed it, then by all means, tune in for the next one. Merry Christmas, Space Cowboy.